Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, boys.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, fellas. I wanted to reassure our listening audience that wanted to thank Rob and Oscar because they are covering for me today. Unfortunately, 3 appointments in one day, just a little too much to juggle, but I am doing better. And I'm feeling better, and I'm going to get this stuff knocked out today. So I wanted to thank you guys for covering for me and allay the fears of the audience that likes to speculate as to what's going on, but everything's fine. I just had multiple appointments that I had to cover for this hip thing, and it was just too many to juggle today. So I wanted to thank you boys for doing that. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
No problem, Mike. 3 appointments, you know, the
4, actually.
Four.
If you count my trip to the infusion center.
Oh my God.
But that's sort of an ongoing everyday thing, right?
Yeah, but the infusion center is the regular, you know, thing. So.
That's Monday through Friday.
It's fine. Regular doctor, infectious disease doctor for the infection in my hip, and the original surgeon who cut on me, who I just got done seeing 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said, "How you doing?" he knew everything was going on, and let's just say I had they usually bring their little nursey wonder in with them, and I asked for a little private time, and
with the doctor?
With the doctor.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? I'll go all Obama on you. We have a productive discussion. It was very candid, very businesslike, and I think I got my points across. I think I told him exactly what I thought about some of the post-operative communications.
At any point, did you, Mr. President, at any point did you raise your voice?
No, I did not.
Good. Good.
You have time to mentally prepare, but that's not the real. Okay, so I got the whole medical thing. That's boring. I just wanted to thank Oscar and Rob for doing this today. Thank you, boys, for covering for me, but I just wanted to discuss something, okay?
Okay.
Last week, as many of you remember, you both heartily recommended a television program for me called Stranger Things on Netflix.
Woo!
Yay!
You know, for two guys who really aren't similar in any way whatsoever, you two were pretty darn enthusiastic about this. And listen, I've gotten recommendations from both of you over the years, as I have given you recommendations. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss. I will tell you this. I realized early on the common nerd thread between Oscar and Rob about this particular program where you guys are, you know, you're geeks. You're basically nerd geeks, right? I mean, let's be honest with you.
Well, a nerd geek is an awfully strong phrase, especially since it puts two similar words together. It makes it much stronger.
If we're nerd geeks, what are you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, what are you?
You know what?
Are you a jock?
I'm
a soch?
Too busy having sex?
I'm a jock, okay?
Oh, look at your knee and look at your
jock.
Hip.
Well, that's he wore it out playing all those sports.
I'm a jock on a purple cane. Purple cane. But let me just say this about that. All right. And I'll do this in the great style of reviewers. Run, don't walk to see the Stranger Things. It is a 12 on a scale of 10.
You shock me, because when we spoke this morning, I really thought you were going to rip us new ones.
Well, I was really trying to tip my hand here. I am going to tell you something, that rare is the television program where every character, not one, not two, there are no exceptions to this, every single character is likable.
Yep.
Every single character is interesting. Every single character is well developed. And I have to say something. I cannot stand movies or TV shows that feature kids. But whoever cast this show, these kids are the most phenomenal group of actors I think I've ever seen in any program, on any movie screen. It's absolutely, we're done with it. We binged it. We knocked it out. We're finished with it. I'm done with season one. I'm glad they're picking up season two. Stranger Things is the bomb. One of the best television shows I've seen in a very, very long time. I was absolutely blown away by it. And there's no waiting for this television show. You turn it on, and they hook you immediately. I thought it was absolutely outstanding, and I can't tell you guys how grateful I am. It made for a wonderful weekend of viewing for me and my lovely bride.
Nice.
Cool. A lot of people are drawing parallels between this and some of Steven Spielberg's early movies. Don't you think
100%,
that Spielberg was one of the last people that could really cast kids that you didn't want to hate?
Yeah, and
they're not bratty Hollywood kids.
Not a single one of them.
The Farrelly brothers, or whoever these people are, the Duffer brothers. The Duffer brothers are better at it, and I'll tell you why. You know, it just not only are they likable, but they are so easy to understand. Even the kid without teeth.
Yeah,
they deliver their lines, and I mean, you're invested in the characters, and it's just. If you like drama, if you like sci-fi, if you like great storytelling, this is an absolute bomb. I really couldn't believe the level of quality. And once again, you know, Netflix, more than any other network, it seems lately, is the one I'm going to find great entertainment. So it was just, I can see why you guys went out of your mind.
Will you entertain a question about Stranger Things?
Sure.
What about poor Barb?
Spoiler alert.
You mean as far as, is she the mother?
No, Barb, no. The lady with the glasses and the red hair.
The grenade, diving board. The ugly friend.
Oh, Barb. Well, listen, Rob, you don't want to take the hand here, but Barb's not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And, you know, Barb is, Barb was really trying to help hey, if I have one knock on the show.
Yeah.
Barb's little friend, and you know I'm terrible on names, but Barb's friend, you know, who Barb, let's be honest, was dragged to that party.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go. But the thing about it, Barb's friend, Oscar, I know you like the whole bucket thing, but
No.
A little too thin.
Nancy is
a little too thin.
Is too
right
thin,
that?
And she looks too young.
Barb had a bucket, but it was full of pudding.
Mike, there are a bunch of creeps online that have this big movement because they want to date or marry Nancy.
Barb had
really
a big movement.
Upsets me.
Oscar, is it the young or is it the thin? I mean, she is, and I think people that watch the show, we're not tipping anything. When you see this one character, she's just a little disturbingly thin.
Oh, no, I don't think she's just, I think that, she, you know, she clearly is in some sort of after-school activity.
Yeah,
I just
and also
feel like...
she comes from the loins of Winona Ryder, who is also disturbingly thin and crazy.
Well, she doesn't come from the loins
Nancy
of
doesn't.
Winona Ryder.
Nancy doesn't.
Oh, no, you're right. No, my bad. Yes. I apologize.
Nancy's got the parents with the, oh, and the greatest out-of-it dad in the history
of
film.
Oh, he is a great out-of-it dad.
Yeah, all he says is language.
Disrespected. I mean, just... absolutely. If you take the stereotypical out of it, disrespected dad, this guy wrote the book on it. It's absolutely great. But here's what bugs me. That's the only thing. If you ask me for one negative, that is the one that creeps me out. And I wish I remembered all the.
You wanted more curves to the teenage girl, Mike? Is that what you wanted?
No, I don't. I think of it in terms of health. I think of it in terms of health, okay? It worries me.
I see the headlines now. I see the headlines. Noted podcaster says, Stranger Things lacks voluptuousness.
But man, oh man, it's just I know this has gotten a little bit of a buzz, but I think among our audience, a lot of people are talking about it, and it's a lot of fun. And I don't know, I think our audience kind of connects with a lot of online programming as well, and it was fun.
Do you think it cap? You lived. I mean, I was just growing up, especially the majority of, I guess, the early parts in Latin America. But do you think it captured the '80s as it was here in the States?
You know what? I look at that, and you kind of look at the kids, and you know, you look at the bike and I had bikes like that. And I go back to the high school era, and you see the kids with the all with the big hair. I don't know how accurate. I don't really obsess on that part as much as just the style of it, and the drinking at the parents' house and the parties. I think that's all generations have that kind of stuff going on. But even the a-holes, even when they cast the a-hole,
yep.
It's flawless. Perfect. It's flawless. You instantaneously hate the people that you're supposed to hate. The other, if I have one criticism, Matthew Modine's hair is a little odd. That's a
well, it took me like an episode to realize that was Matthew Modine. He doesn't even look like himself.
I knew immediately. I'm a Matthew Modine fan, so it's another reason why I like that.
You're a Modiniac?
But I'm a Modiniac. I've always been a Modiniac. But you know what? You guys really, I really had to, you guys were going to cover the show. I wasn't even going to call in today, but I'm waiting on my 9:30 right now in the car.
Woo!
Hold on just a second. Get ready, Pony. Fuck my life. But anyway.
Hey, can I say something to what Oscar said? Because you're right that a lot of the relationships and the kids stuff is universal and unchanging. But I was 12 in 1983.
Oh, yeah.
And I did play Dungeons & Dragons, and it was so shut up. Have fun at your appointment. I had such an eerie amount of recollections watching that go on. It is so well captured for the time. It was really, really cool.
You're going to love characters. And I don't like movies that are like kids' movies where all the kids have all the dialogue, where it's dominated by the children, which this one is. I don't really go crazy for sci-fi, which this one is. And it's so good that I just can't wait. I'm delighted that they picked up a second season of this. And, there's a lot of good stuff out there on Netflix. Now I'm ready for my next recommendation.
Narcos season two.
Yeah, Narcos season two. Yeah, get through.
Carlo won't watch that with me, so I watched the first episode.
Oh, why not?
I don't know what I. Carla thinks it's too much misogyny in it. She doesn't like the the. I know.
Sorry,
I
a woman
episode.
Plays her role for once.
And how can there be too Mike? How can there be too much of a good thing?
You know who loved it, Mike? And I watched. 8 episodes, well, the 10 episodes of the second season with Mama Santana.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It was Shannon learning, my mom recalling, and me sitting there and be like, this is the best.
That's right.
Hey, how about that first season, right? How about that first episode of season, season 2 or season 3? I'm trying to see.
Season 2.
How about that one where the guy's talking about how, he's talking about Pablo Escobar as Pablo walks into the lab.
Oh, yeah. Pablo's a ghost. He's going down. And he walks right in.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And so Carla says to me, now there's too much of the banging women and all that. I don't want to watch that. And so I said, Carla, come on, watch it with me. And I'm telling her all night long. And when does she walk into the bedroom? She walks into the bedroom at the moment that one of Escobar's guys climbing on top of the hooker.
Yeah, yeah. Too much banging of women.
too much of the banging of the women. Man, oh, man. But I'm right. So I am watching Narcos with that. I love it. I just was so excited. I was chomping at the bit to come in and tell you guys about this today, but I can't come in because I'm at the hospital.
Oh.
But the thing is, it's like, and it's just so over-the-top, great television, and Netflix is beginning to creep on people like HBO with the level of quality that it just keeps churning out. And you can binge watch. And I'll tell you, I look for Americans to become utterly and totally addicted to this binging, because you're not going to be satisfied to wait a week for your show to come.
Oh, no.
You're going to want to get all your content delivered in this exact same way. Oscar, don't you think ultimately that's going to be the gold standard, that we're going to get all of our television that way?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, Mike, I think this is attributes to the success of really Netflix overall. And ideally, by now, they've got a solid database and metrics of how successful this actually is. That's why every one of these shows that they greenlight, they all get dropped by season and not by episode, because by season, that allows the full engagement into the product.
You get the whole arc.
Yeah, you get the entire arc of us, and you can actually, it gives the creators a little more leeway instead of hooking you per episode. I would imagine on the creative side, they know right. you're going to the next episode, so they can build better characters without having everything having to happen on the first episode.
Was House of Cards the first real successful binge watch release? I'm trying to remember. I think season one might have been.
They had a few different iterations, but that one was
the one that people said, "Hey, we can do this now." Yeah.
And even though Breaking Bad was a network show, I really got cut my teeth on the whole binging experience by getting Breaking Bad.
You caught
and
up
going through previous seasons. That's where I developed. I think you got to give Breaking Bad a lot of credit because a lot of people went back and binged on that show online and then caught up as I did. I remember the only episode of Breaking Bad I watched on actual over-the-air over cable television was the finale. That's the only one that I ever watched on that. So,
and I remember you were in a horse race to get to it in time.
Oh, it was great. It was so much fun. But, you know, I think what I love about what Oscar just said, it's also, Oscar, to me, it's more fair to the creators, to the actors and to the directors and to the people, the support staff. I think it stimulates the creative process more because you commit to something and you know you're going to have that job for a year or a year or two, as opposed to, you know, series television, which is, you know, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Think about writing it, Mike. If you're writing, just if I can learn how to talk without my voice going out.
He's binge coughing.
Mike, if you're writing an episode and you've written, you know, out of all, I think the three of us, you're the strongest at this. When you're writing a bit or you're writing, what if you could write a bit for a multiple episode arc? So you would actually have time to develop the characters, lay out an interesting, unique plot line without knowing that at the 78-minute mark, you have to wrap everything up.
Yeah, think, Mike.
And commercials.
Yes.
8 hours of Charlie, and you know the destination before you begin.
Well, it's funny you brought that up, and I'm glad Oscar said this because I got to go, but I have to tell you this right now. That there is a show that I'm actually writing, and it's in development right now, and it's based on a brand new character on the Mike O'Mara show. And so I'm talking to a couple of the big ones. I'm talking to Hulu and HBO. About
nice.
This. It's called Jennifer's Vagina. And it will feature that lovely, slightly large assistant to Mr. O'Mara on the Mike O'Mara show, Jennifer's Vagina. And it's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to be absolutely incredible. You're going to, you think there was carnage with Pablo Escobar. Oh my God.
Wow. She'll go to the Upside Down.
On that note, it's off to see the next doctor. Thank you, boys. And have a fabulous show. And I'll be back tomorrow bright and early with another fabulous Mike O'Mara show. And thank you, Rob. Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Do good. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dick, I got him. He's okay. He is on acid, though. I can't really tell. How do you know when it's kicked in?
I am a golden god!
Yeah!
Yes, I am a golden god!
Hey, Russell, go jump!
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were... I'm on drugs!
Yeah! Russell, I think we should work on those last words!
Okay, I got it. This is better. Last words. I dig music. Yeah. Woo! I'm on drugs!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
I'm on drugs. Thank you, Mike O'Mara. for joining us in the pre-show. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Oscar, listen carefully. Do you know what that is? That is the sound of NFL excitement.
Woo! The NFL season starts this week. We have 50 people in our TMOS FanDuel League, FanDuel.com/TMOS. 34 slots as of show taping time are taken.
You got to get in now.
And it's funny because we're like, Mike, I know you're at the doctor's, but you got to fill out your FanDuel League or else you're going to be locked out. Don't get locked out. FanDuel is back, and they're back in a big way. Be sports rich with your boys here at the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/TMOS, enter our league, super easy. When you go over to FanDuel.com/TMOS, hit the Join Now button and enter a code TMOS as well. You can play against us, access our TMOS league at FanDuel.com/TMOS. Deposit today and you'll get 5 free entries to NFL Beginner Contest. Again, if you deposit today, you will get 5 free entries to NFL Beginner's Contest. Use our code TMOS, then go to our little link, FanDuel.com/TMOS. Again, get in now or you're going to be locked out.
It's so easy, even I can do it. I'm not even a sports guy. I can follow it, and I love it because you follow the whole game in real time. Sunday comes on, you put on FanDuel, put it on your computing machine, and you watch the points roll in.
Again, don't forget to use the code TMOS for 5 free entries, void where prohibited.
Thank you, Oscar. And how you been? How was your weekend?
I'm great. Had a solid 3-day weekend. You get a good grasp of where you are in the pecking order as far as society and your overall...
You mean like when you're walking the streets, how you rank against the average person?
Yes, that's what I mean. As the streets of Georgetown were empty because people had left for the beach.
Well, no one that people don't know that. Nobody lives in D.C. People come to D.C. And then they leave D.C.
I read an article this morning that the traffic patterns in D.C. are 30% lighter during the summer.
Yeah, true.
And as evidence, I think, from both the guys I talked to that commute in from outside the city, they said it was a bear to get in. And outside of that 30%, you have the munchkins that are walking around going to school now, right?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are kids in my neighborhood that I didn't realize, or families that I didn't realize lived in the neighborhood. But then you hear them outside your thin window, one pane, you sit there and you're like, oh, are those kids walking by?
Because I know your neighborhood. I drive through it every day, and it doesn't seem like the neighborhood that would have a lot of kids
in it. It doesn't seem like a family-friendly neighborhood.
Well, unless it's a very skinny family.
Yeah. Well, they squeeze them in, like that old woman in the shoe.
Yeah.
She
had so many children ponies.
Oh, it's disgusting.
She didn't have a plan of action.
She's Catholic.
It's like a Dr. Seuss book where they're just poking their heads out everywhere, and that's all I heard this morning is like, just little kids walking to the elementary school up the street. And I said, this is probably the most exciting day for kids that are going back to school.
This is the day that everybody is back to school.
Yeah,
it's totally worn off for my kids. They are so bitter. Julia came down today, and I actually, under my breath, called her a very bad word because she was treating me that badly this morning.
Which one?
Julia.
No, which word?
Don't get specific.
I want to know.
No, don't. That's gross. Just relax. It's nothing so bad. It wasn't a good word, though. It wasn't honey.
It started with a C, did it?
I'm not going to say
C,
anything.
You want to know, too.
I'm not going to say a single word.
What do you really think? What about telling your kid, because she's your kid, knock it off. It's not my fault that you're still a teenager.
And she's bitter about work. And, God, she had a great thing at work. You know, it's winding up now because the Italian ice season is drawing to a close.
I didn't know they had seasons.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sell so good in the winter.
Do they open up year-round, though? Wait, if you have, like, a brick-and-mortar store?
You could still order, like, you could have the cart brought into an event if you wanted to.
31 Flavors is open year-round.
Yeah, but that's an inside deal. This is a cart.
I thought the cart would be an extension of the actual store.
No, there's no actual store.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's all sort of fly-by-night.
Yeah, because in Annapolis, they used to have a store, like a brick-and-mortar.
Yeah, well, this is just a guy that does the carts. He has one at the Leesburg Mall and another one. Floaters, I think he calls them.
Cart game.
And he's going to do the cart game is strong.
Yeah.
You know what? He might someday he may go kiosk.
I'm going to pay teenagers $8 an hour, and I'm going to have them drag this card around.
It's a good deal.
Pretty smart.
So his card has a residence by the Adidas store at the Leesburg Outlet Mall.
Like he's Prince.
Exactly.
Prince will be at the Adidas store posthumously every Saturday and Sunday.
I didn't realize he was doing a series of posthumous appearances.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, huh?
Oh, they call residence. Does she call it a residence?
She does not call it a residence.
Thank God.
So she is just a bitch on wheels when you drop her off and a bitch on wheels when you pick her up. Now, she spends a lot of time.
You cultivated that, Rob.
Well, no, I didn't really because, you know.
But she doesn't ride the bus?
No, she gets a ride.
Madam Queen gets a ride. That is where all the traffic comes from, but like 35%.
But here is the thing that made her the most grumpy this weekend. And in a way, it made me pleased because it proved me right. I've always told her, I said, you know where the money is. You make a good hourly wage, but the money's in the tips. And I said, if you engage the people, you will get better tips. You will get better tips. I even said, you know, it would be great.
I remember you gave us this whole song and dance about it.
But this is great. And this is my new thing. And she wouldn't do it for the last 3 weeks. I've been saying, why don't you bring dog treats to the cart? And when someone walks by that has a dog,
guys,
give them a treat.
The Spiewak are carnies.
You see, you say that, but if you were doing the same thing, you'd call it your stupid hustle.
No.
This is Julia's hustle.
No, it's my hustle was riding the Y8 to 31 flavors at her age.
But
I get off the bus and hope nobody beat me up or rolled me for my ice cream money.
True or false, though, trying to increase tips is a hustle.
It's not necessarily hustle. It's just smart. But the fact that you have to tell her to do that is
silly. Because we don't know anything because we're grown-ups and she's got it all figured out. On Saturday of this week, she did a split shift. The first shift was her. She worked until 4, and then 4 until close was the Chubbix kid.
Yeah.
And she's awesome. And she is also, I would say, a little more bubbly and a little more engaging with the clients. So when she
doesn't give you the Italian ice with disdain.
That's right. They say, I will have a lemon with a side of go to hell. So Julia gets picked up. I said, how'd you do on tips? It was a 4-hour shift. I think she made like $9 on tips. I said, you know what? That's actually good. If you think about it, that's like $2 extra an hour. And $2 an hour is a lot. You'd like that.
How
as
much
a raise,
do they get paid an hour, if you don't mind?
No, not at all. Nine. So you know what? That's pretty good.
You're a kid, I guess.
So for the second shift, Jillian, when she gets off work, the Chubbuck child calls Julius, and she said, guess how much I got on tips?
I'll tell you.
How much?
The one that's engaged and bubbly and fun and nice. She got 3 times as much.
$58.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Julia.
It pays to be nice.
I watched her face fall during the conversation. She was so distraught.
Yeah.
And she hung up, and I said, what's the matter? She said, she got $58 in tips. And I think she was expecting me to say, well, they're there, honey. It'll be okay. Yeah. Instead, I said, see? See, I told you. You should listen to your father.
Maybe if you accept society and you hang out and you actually smile once in a while, people will say, good for you, kid. Instead of being like, oh, she really hated giving me that Italian ice.
You know what? Julia, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Can you imagine? She's got one headphone in.
Absolutely.
And she's like, yeah. Chewing gum. Yeah. Here you go. Bye.
Julia's catchphrase, we're out of mango. We're that out of mango.
That is a 400% difference, basically 500% difference.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah. So, Julia, dad knows something. How about that? All right. We're coming back.
Wow.
Got a surprise for Oscar. You feel okay?
I feel great.
Well, we'll find out why when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, new music from the Beatles.
You would do anything to get them on every week.
It really is. It's their brand new release live from the Hollywood Bowl, and we've got it exclusively.
So they recorded it again?
They got back together, and they did the whole concert, and no one showed up. Also, some rather unusual music from Dean Martin.
Can't wait for that.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great episode. I listened on the way in today. Make sure you listen to Tony and Gary. He has advanced access to that Beatles music from that new album. So pretty cool if you like that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Stamps.com. Now, some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without going to the post office.
Postage meter.
Yeah. Wrong. Wrong, Oscar.
No.
That's wrong. There's Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can easily buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, and all you need is your computer and printer. And unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees, no hardware to buy, and no long-term contracts. You can save at least 50%. Compared to a postage meter. Plus, Stamps.com does stuff that a meter just can't do, like sending tracking info with a single click. If you're a guy that wants to send an important package, you want to keep an eye on it, and they can take care of that for you. We have used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. It saves me all kinds of time. The choice is clear. Stamps.com just offers you much more for much less money. And right now, you can use our code, TMOS, for this special offer. A 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Easy peasy. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again.
All right.
Good stuff. Now, my question for you is, you feel okay?
I feel great.
This just came out from the Daily Mail.
Ooh.
People who swear by CrossFit. Are you still doing CrossFit?
I would say I've rejoined. I've yet to go back.
Okay, well, here's why you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Don't do it too much. According to a new study, CrossFit can be bad for you if you do more than 2 workouts in a row in a week. Like, you can't do it each day.
It's funny you say that, because I think the majority of injuries I've seen are from people that go every day.
Yeah.
And when I used to go... And this is the funny part, because when you do the math, you're like, maybe I should just like audit some of these classes. Because
see, I could do that.
Because
audit is just watching the class.
No,
right?
No. When you go for one instead of buy the entire month's
okay.
membership,
well, then,
right?
I'm out.
Month's membership gives you unlimited access, at least to the CrossFit box. Mm-hmm. I go, if you audit in, you. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong word. If you a la carte in, you get you pay the per class special, right?
Okay.
So I would only go twice a week because it was so brutal. And I usually would go on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You do, I mean, you've done a lot of workout, and you're just a very fit guy. You would never do it 2 consecutive days.
I have done in the past, but
because that murders you, doesn't it?
But you have to recover.
You have to recover, and every time I've done that, it's never been like, oh my God, I just felt worse.
Okay, I understand. It says here, but this is what surprised me. It's
but
not
I did that not because I read this or I knew I was healthier. I did that because I was just so tired from the day before.
Well, I've always thought that when you do an intense workout like that is, and I understand obviously from reading and hearing,
yes,
not doing it, is that it's about allowing your muscles and your system to sort of repair and rebuild. Because when you're doing it, you're ripping them apart.
Recovery.
Right. But that's not the case. According to this article, if you do CrossFit 2 days in a row, it's so intense it can actually damage your immune system. Because you're pushing your body so hard.
I could see that
you could
that
end
happening.
Up with the flu.
When I used to run, when I was training for that half marathon, I remember when we'd even do back-to-back runs, and I'm talking about 9-mile runs, and I really wasn't used to it as
right.
I was building up to the half marathon, I would get sick faster. But that's because there was so much stress on my, not just immune system, but my body, right?
Right.
That then I was just weaker overall. I think what's also important about that is I think that's subject to the individual, because I know enough people that either run on a regular basis or do CrossFit on a regular basis that they are like, you walk in there, like, they should be on the set of 300, right?
Yeah.
I should be on the set of maybe 50. Like, well, if they had if
that
they,
movie was not nearly as successful. It was only 1/6 as successful.
I had this conversation. It was so awkward. With one of our classmates, we just went out for lunch.
Right.
And she's very well educated, super smart, and I respect her. And we were talking about working out, and she does CrossFit. And mm-hmm. I said, I just rejoined my CrossFit gym, or box, and that's what they call it. And she...
Not what they call her.
I said, but I do the girl weights. And that's really what I do. I do, as far as there's a prescribed weight for the men and the prescribed weight for the women.
Oh, so they're not like different pink weights.
No.
It's just the.
I just do the prescribed, but I said I do the girl weights. And I said, what?
So it's like hitting from the tee that's closer up on a golf course.
And she thought I was being a little sexist. I said, no, I'm telling you that I can't do the guy weights because I'm not strong enough. And she goes, well, why are there girl weights? I'm like, it's just what it says, girls. I do the prescribed weight for girls. And it was like, I was in this hodgepodge of Like, I know.
You really couldn't talk yourself out of it.
Sounds bad, but I'm telling you that I'm self-deprecating by letting you know that I do the girl prescribed the time.
You're not even doing it right now. By saying that you're doing the girl weights, you're calling
it
self-deprecating.
It is the girl weights.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I'm a man doing the girl weights.
What if you did something, what if you phrased it differently? What if you said, there are weights that are scientifically designed for the men and for the women of our species.
I'm not deadlifting 200 pounds. I'll deadlift 80 pounds, right?
Okay.
That's what I got. That's what I mean by girl weights, 90 pounds. whatever the lowest tier is, if they had weakling weights, that's what I'm doing.
Weakling weights.
Yes. If they said, if you're weak and you have no shape, this is your starting weight.
It's a good way to start.
They don't have it, but they say women and men in my box, and I go for the women straight.
What about the women that go to the men's weights?
Now, there are women that go to the men's weights, and I'm like, okay, you're clearly stronger than me.
Yeah, don't piss them off.
But this is the thing with CrossFit. It's really in your technique, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have any flexibility, so I can't do the larger weights because all I'm going to do is hurt myself.
Sure.
So my range of motion does not allow me to do that. My strength probably doesn't allow me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's nothing wrong with doing the girl weights.
You're still doing the weights.
Yes.
You're doing the work. How much is the difference between
I would say 50% of the weight.
So if you were doing, if you were to go into your CrossFit box today,
yes.
I'm using lingo.
Box.
If you were going to go into the box today, what would be the first exercise you would do? What would be the first activity?
Well, first you do mobility, and that means you're stretching.
Okay.
You take a few bands and do some sex swing exercises trying to get
slow down. You're talking way too fast and saying a lot of things I don't understand. So the bands are like resistance. They're like big rubber bands,
right? Yeah, resistance bands.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
You hook them up to a piece of machine.
You say a sex swing?
I always feel like they're sex positions because you've got your leg and back. You're doing all kinds of crazy things.
Sure.
Once you get through that, you roll out on the foam roller, and then you start moving.
I think that's a restaurant in Ocean City, isn't it?
So it gets even worse because the workout of the day is called a WOD, and then you look at the wall.
Yeah, weird. It is.
God, it's so weird.
You look at the wall, you're like, what's the WOD today? And then that's where they have the workout of the day.
I feel you're advancing too fast. So you use resistance bands to do stretching exercises that resemble sex swing?
No, there are some positions in stretching that you're like,
Can you describe them?
You're when you pull your ankle to your posterior, right?
Sure.
Like this.
Yeah.
And then you wrap a band around it,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to basically use your body to stretch out what would be your quads, I imagine.
Sure.
And it's just
all of these adding to your core strength.
Every time I see everybody doing them, I'm like, it just looks like we're about to jump into some sort of orgy.
Yeah, it's like bondage.
Yeah, it's like bondage stuff.
So do you feel that's what keeps people coming back?
I don't want people to see me doing that.
Is that part of what keeps people coming back to the box, though? There's sort of an understated sexual energy.
It's the best workout you'll ever get if you can get through it. Bottom line.
All right.
And I've paid and I've done a lot.
Right.
And none of them have really worked except CrossFit is the best shape I've ever been in my life.
All right. So then
not now, currently, but when I did.
But you're getting ready to go back.
I have to, Rob. The sands of time, they are moving.
What do you think your first WOD is?
In the wrong direction.
What is your first WOD going to be?
I hope it's not deadlifts. The WODs, each WOD is really specific.
So there's several different WODs?
Muscle groups.
Okay.
Like, I'll go online. If it's deadlifting, I probably won't go.
Do you have to do the WOD that's on the wall?
Yes. You got to get that WOD. You got to take care of it.
What if you went up?
And if you can get through that WOD faster than anyone else, you're technically the best.
Yes, you are the best WOD guy.
Yes.
What if you went in and you were just like Johnny Rebel? And you did a WOD that wasn't on the... What if you did your own WOD?
Well, yeah, you would probably... I guess for the studio or our show's sake, it's much like... And Diego, I apologize before I say this.
Why?
It's much like we're doing a show here.
Sure.
And then we go to Diego and he's doing his own show. It really, really doesn't work well.
You need to be part of the massive machine.
Yes, yes.
All right. Are there different toys they put out for different WODs?
Yeah, you could use...
don't you lift tires and stuff?
But some of the boxes use tires, but you're really, as far as, I guess, equipment, you're just using like a straight bar and then different weights that you put on
mm-hmm.
and take off, and then you usually have some sort of affixed gym equipment where you do pull-ups and push-ups or whatever.
And bottom line, you don't want to call attention to yourself. Because you're over there using the pink sparkly weights.
No, they're not pink. They're just, damn it. They're just the weight that women use. And when I say I use the woman weight, the women weights, I'm not being misogynist.
No, you're not.
Jeez.
No, you're just doing your wad.
I'm just getting through the wad.
That's all you're doing.
And you know by the way, I don't even finish them sometimes. I just pretend I'm done. Like I'm like, oh, yeah, I knocked that out. And I don't put my time or my name on the board because I feel ashamed of what I just punted on.
Is it against the rules?
What is it called? You sandbagging Santana? No, sir. And then I start doing wall balls again. Oh, it's the
what
worst.
Is wall balls?
Oh, you take a medicine ball and you throw it, I would say, 10 feet in the air, and then you catch it and do the same thing over and over again like you're doing squats.
See, I was misunderstood. I thought that wall balls was the guy that ran the gym. Hi, is this Senor Wallballs? Meanwhile, Oscar's in the corner counting by twos.
I'm slightly intimidated to go to the new gym because I'm closer to Georgetown now.
Right.
The Reebok store that's down there, in back of the Reebok store, that's where that CrossFit box is.
Yes.
So, and everybody in there is in great shape.
So you got to walk through the store to get there?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Pretty interesting. Yeah. I'll keep you posted, though.
Yeah, watch out. The manager of the Reebok store, ask for him by name. His name is Florence Wallballs. Good guy. Stick around. When we come back, new iPhone technology and the changing face of the iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested. I want to ask Oscar. About, yeah. Hey, don't do your own wad. That is not okay. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welkom bij Nederlands voor de bonus show uitzending luisteraars.
Welkom to Dutch for the bonus show listeners.
Bonus show uitzendingen duren ongeveer een uur en bestaan uit spelletjes, geweldige verhalen en wat gevloek zonder reclameonderbrekingen.
The bonus shows are approximately 1 hour long and contain games, great storytelling and cursing without any commercial breaks.
Dus sta niet te kijken als je woorden hoort zoals en mother.
So don't be surprised if you hear words like and.
Dus kom met je dikke reet van je stoel en ga naar Mike O'Mara uitzendingen webpagina en klik de bonus show uitzendingen link aan.
So get your fat ass out of the chair and go to the Mike O'Mara webpage and click on the bonus show banner. Suck a dick.
Thank you so kindly. Oh, I love that. It is the Mike O'Mara Show back again. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know this. Mike O'Mara loves his Sleep Number bed and how great he sleeps on his Sleep Number bed.
Oh, yeah.
It is his favorite. Now, maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, but you thought, oh, I can't afford that. But let me ask you this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Well, here's great news. There has never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store because all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. Every bed is on sale. And the Sleep Number bed is amazing. And Mike has told you this before. It lets you choose the comfort and support that's perfect for you. And since it adjusts on each side, it's the perfect bed for couples. You ever fight with your wife? Say, I want a soft mattress. She wants a hard mattress.
Oh, of course.
Well, with the Sleep Number, you both get the mattress you want. It is sensational. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better, like changing your Sleep Number setting. You will sleep perfect every night, and you will know what's working because Sleep IQ will tell you. Mike O'Mara's Sleep Number setting is an 85. His wife, Carla's, is a 65. And our most recent statistics show his Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Woo!
He loves it. He can't say enough about it. And you can jump on the Sleep Number bandwagon. Hurry in now. During the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. And queen C2 mattresses are only $599.99. That's $599.99. You will not beat that deal. You will only find Sleep Number at any one of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to look your salesperson squarely in the eye and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That's very important. Don't do what his sister did. Say that Mike O'Mara sent you. That is Sleep Number, the best sleep in town. Now, the big Apple release party. What do they call it? Is it convention? How do they call it? They have
WWDC.
A name for it.
I don't think it's WWDC, but that's a good pull, Rob. I'm happy that you know that. This is just their fall announcement, their fall release.
And it always happens about this time of year because they're gearing up for Christmas.
Yeah, so what Rob is getting to is that Apple's supposedly going to announce their iPhone 7 tomorrow.
And also, whatever happened, let me take this in stages, because you understand the way Apple operates better than anyone I know.
Because I'm a mark, absolutely.
And also, you were involved in getting me pulled into the Apple lifestyle.
Yep. Here's the future, son.
What happened to the secrecy?
Oh, look, I think...
Did it die by the way of Steve Jobs?
No, I don't think you can blame Steve Jobs. Even when Steve Jobs was around, if you recall, the defunct website, was it Gawker, got hands on an iPhone device that was left at a bar, a test device. It became a whole thing, right? I think that in today's marketplace, whether you're a car company or technology company, it is almost impossible because of the number of hands that these devices have to go through in manufacturers. You cannot keep these type of secrets. And I'll give you another example.
Then how did they do it originally? Because it seems to me that the original iPhone, like the first three iterations of it, would have been harder to create than a revamp. And then when he'd come out and he'd say, and one more thing.
It's sheer scale, right?
Okay, I suppose.
So at this point, everybody knows every manufacturer for Apple.
Right.
And when you're not looking for a phone or you're not expecting something big, you don't know that they've started working on some sort of screen, or they've gone to DuPont and said, we need a better type of glass.
Right.
Like you have no idea that's coming. Mm-hmm. But now people get paid bounties and they get rewarded online to release this type of information. So there's too much at stake. Ponyboy.
Yeah. Don't you think that they actually get better publicity by having these leaks come out? I feel
it's not strategic, right? Because they're going to sell regardless. And at this point in the product cycle, there's only so much more you can do. As for the phone, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It behooves Apple, because it's going to be a multi-sided market where you would take your specs for the Apple iPhone 7, send it to your case manufacturer and say, these are the specs, get ready.
Because they have to have
on the shelf, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's such, an ecosystem for this phone.
Right.
And there's so many more players. I remember when the iPhone first came out, you couldn't find a case for months.
Right.
Because nobody had made them. Right.
Because it was a big surprise.
And even if you're looking at generations, if you go to the iPhone 5, there were companies that were guessing on
how the case would work.
And they would put them out on the market and run a select few, and they realized, we didn't account for this. But they still shipped them and sold. The majority of people didn't realize it, but it wasn't perfect.
See, what I did is I was selling aluminum foil. And I'd say this case fits any phone.
So a couple things. So you have Samsung that had some great run with their, what is it, the S7 that just came out,
the
right?
The Galaxy Note and the S7.
Yes. Which one explodes?
Except, yeah, it's the Note 7. It catches on fire when it's charging.
So if you take a product like the Samsung's Note, which is the big cartoon size phone for Samsung, and you put it on the market, something could go wrong. No one's perfect.
Right.
Apple had the same thing happen with their antenna gate, if you remember that.
Oh, that's right. You had to put a rubber band around your phone, otherwise it would cut out.
So again, I guess my point for bringing that up is, while I'm excited for the iPhone 7 to come out, I also don't know if it's ever going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, are we jaded? Could they ever reinstall the excitement we used to get?
How much more evolution in a product can they put? Now, next... The iPhone 8 is reportedly going to be completely...
Well, that's the 10th anniversary phone.
Yeah, it's going to be all screen all the way around, 360 screen, right? So you have a screen in the back, screen in the front. Mm-hmm. That's the rumors for the iPhone 8. Either way, I don't think there's much more you can do to these phones. And Todd says this all the time on Tech 401, shameless plug. He says that I wish the iPhone...
Coming up soon with new promos.
new episodes are out. No new promos. We'll work on that. No promises. I think I'm excited for the iPhone 7 because I'm up. I still have the 6, and it's already dying. Like, it's one of those phones. It's like the software gets so...
buggy
advanced that my phone crashes all the time. It's
weird. It's a lot more stuff going on, and the hardware can't keep up with it.
Right. So I need to upgrade regardless. I'm excited. What I would want in the long run is a better battery.
And they've been saying that since the iPhone 2.
Yeah, but that's for everybody. That's for the Samsung. Yeah. Like, they need to make better batteries for these phones all the way around. So let's not make it as more skinny or more thin or
Skinnier or thinner.
Thank you. Let's stop doing that, and let's give it a better battery life.
Why do they stay away from that?
Well, because we're all used to the skinny hot chick.
I suppose you're right. Yeah. And also, all the people that were so bitter when they changed their connector, they went from the wide connector.
The 30-pin
to
the lightning cable.
To the lightning cable. They're going to be all delighted once again that the rumor is that they're getting rid of the headphone jack.
Yes. If you still use a headphone jack, I have no sympathy for you.
What about the millions of teens with the earbud hanging out of one ear?
You're disrespecting the person on the other line. Speakerphone is better than that head jack. Every time I hear somebody talking on that little mic, I'll hear whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh, the sound of a brushing against his shirt.
Yes. I'm like, dude, are you this busy? You can't talk into the phone or put me on speaker. I'll take that all
day.
Yeah,
get a Bluetooth.
They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, hey, you walking around and that thing going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Does not add up to a clear and concise conversation. And so, Shannon does that all the time. She goes, the phone's too big for my hand. I said, put me on speaker, lady.
But even what
you're
about,
just saying, I'm so scary important.
But
I'd
it's
rather
not
you in
that.
A Bluetooth and talk to yourself in the middle of CVS than do that to me.
What about people that want to listen to music on the go?
Them. Like, do you really need a soundtrack to your life? As you're trying to get to point A or B after work.
Well, if you're trying to work your wad, you might want some music to pep you up.
No.
So this is not going to be a deal breaker.
I don't believe that the lightning cable is going to be the end of the iPhone fanatics out there. Because
so the solution will either be Bluetooth headphones, which are probably a costly solution.
A $20 adapter.
Or the $20 adapter.
That'll give you a headphone jack.
Okay.
All right.
Will that allow people to still talk and go flip, 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 flip?
No, I think it's great. I think people are going to be too cheap. They're going to use speakerphone, and that's good for everybody else around on the other side of that conversation.
And you get to hear everybody what they're talking.
Right.
Get to hear Oscar yelling at Shannon.
No.
In perfect clarity.
If you know I really respect you if I pick up the receiver. Otherwise, you're on speaker.
Yeah, or you get a text that says, I'm in a bathroom. I'll call you back. That's what I got this morning.
I only put you on speaker,
it's all making
pony.
Sense to me now.
No, I only pony. I have to put you on speaker if I'm messing with the machinery. So I'm down on
is that code?
I'm down on all my knees, and I got to put you on speaker. Wad.
Hey, I'm down on my knees working on the machinery, so I'm going to put you on speaker.
Rob, I'm all in.
Speaker.
You know what they're going to announce?
What's
is
that? What else is
hopefully
what they're
new
saying
Mac,
could
a new
happen.
MacBook Pro.
Now, what is it? What are the advances?
Specs.
The specs.
It'll be a lighter MacBook Pro, but more importantly, the keyboard will have an LED touchscreen at the top where you can actually for your home keys.
Yeah,
you can actually you could tailor them the way you want to.
You can assign
whatever you like hotkey.
So,
right?
So you can assign
Pony's
a key that says,
yeah, I like this.
Put Pony on speaker.
Yeah, put Pony on the A button.
Okay, well, thank you, Oscar. We'll know tomorrow.
Oh, we're done talking about it?
Well, I thought so. Do you have anything else?
No, I was excited. Go ahead.
What?
I'll save it for Tech 411.
Great show.
Yes.
Great show. But we'll find out about that tomorrow when they release. And it could be that all this stuff is off base. Although
I could be wrong.
Lately, the predictions and the leaks have been pretty accurate.
Yeah, when they show you a picture of a Korean celebrity pop star holding the phone.
Now
like,
Pony's interested.
Yeah, keep going.
He probably has a real thing. That looks about right.
That looks about right. Sure. Okay.
No, we don't. Well, we don't know if an iPhone Pro is going to come out or not. We don't know.
Now, what would an iPhone Pro be for people that are great at talking on the phone?
It would have a better camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the iPhone Pro is going to come with a better camera.
Still a good camera on the regular one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but you know what? There's everyone who wants just better. They want to be better.
Find out.
All right. We just mentioned Pony, and I saw an article this morning that made me think of Mr. Bloom. How's the dating going, Matt?
Not at all.
Now, are you still, did we put him on Tinder? Where do we put him?
Yeah, you put me on Tinder.
Yep.
And anything with that?
He had a few swipes.
Any swiping?
I got a couple of matches, but you know, in where
he has
I live,
to write them. He doesn't write them.
Oh, I write them.
What you wrote
all the time?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
You got nothing back? What happened?
Well, I mean, it's tough in Fairfax because Fairfax is all like families and stuff.
Yeah, but couldn't you do it here? You work in the city.
You work in Washington, D.C.
Let's
make the trip
there
10
you know,
times a week.
I had a few matches here in D.C., and as soon as they found out that I live outside of D.C., they just kind of disappear.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's how that went.
You know who he is? The suburbanite.
Yeah, nobody. Right. There's nothing sexy about living in Fairfax.
No.
Hi.
I like
Let's go out in D.C. Or maybe Fairfax. Did you tell them to come out to Fairfax?
No. I just said where I was.
Come on out to Fairfax. Have you ever been to Carrabba's?
Lie to them, Pony.
Yes.
Say you live in Glover Park.
Yeah.
I'll lie to them next time.
I'm telling you. You know what? Try this.
Too honest.
Try this. Say you live in Georgetown, and Shannon and I will beat cheeks, and you can pretend that our house is your house.
That's right.
Say you're going through a massive renovation, but this is what we got so far.
That's right. Come and see my faulty shutters.
See what happens. See what happens.
All right.
Just for see fun. What happens.
But you know what? It might not be all location. I'd like for you, and I even want Adrian to get in on this game too.
Yes.
These are the 7 things in your dating profile that gets you the most matches, the way you can match up with people. I want you to answer honestly to see if, Pony, maybe your problem is not the fact that you live way out there. Maybe your tastes in sensible Wait things are wrong.
Uh-oh.
So here we go.
Okay.
And we'll go Oscar, Adrian, Pony. Okay.
Done.
Oscar, if you were filling out a dating profile, which we know you never will because you're about to get married.
Anything's possible, right?
That's right. We're not going to say no to anything. Your favorite type of restaurant?
Oh, Asian fusion.
Asian fusion?
Yes.
And Adrian?
Picnic barbecue.
Oh, such white trash.
I'm trying to get a date. I'm trying to get laid.
White. You're not even white.
Picnic
a barbecue? What, are you going to bang her over the picnic table?
No, I'm going to cook for her. It's going to be a nice barbecue.
A picnic barbecue?
Summer barbecue.
But how is that? How are you cooking at a restaurant?
Are you going to barbecue at your parents' house and then say, come on down to the basement?
I'll get him a hotel room.
That's right. Oh. Then bang her on that stolen bicycle that he got. Pony, you're perhaps the most important answer here. What's your favorite type of restaurant?
I would say like a Japanese sushi restaurant.
All of you are wrong.
What
you want to do if you want to match up, it's Italian food.
I equate that to like heavy
Olive
carb
Garden.
Load, all you can eat breadsticks.
Cheap.
Maybe.
Yeah, unhealthy.
A date with Jennifer.
Pasta wad.
Yeah.
Pasta wad. All right, what's your favorite social activity, Oscar? And again, you're trying to match up here on the sites to get you chicks.
Social activity, concerts.
Concerts, that's a good answer. Adrian?
Concerts, yeah.
Concerts?
I would say travel.
Travel, no. All of you, again, not getting a date. Going out with friends.
Boo.
That's where you want to match up.
That's a social activity?
That's what it says.
All right.
And you know what?
Again, you can go to a concert.
But I think...
Blacked out.
You got to play this kind of like the match game. You got to go general if you want
to
match up.
Oh, so we're supposed to be lying?
No. No, I just think if you're filling it out, I'm just trying to offer you some tips. What's your favorite type of TV show or movie, Oscar?
Murder mystery.
Oh, that's not creepy. Adrian?
Romantic comedy.
Ugh.
You don't have to ask.
Go ahead.
The anime.
Okay.
That's not going to.
He's never getting a date ever. The answer, comedy.
Yeah.
So
comedy?
Sure. Who doesn't love to laugh?
I would not get a date.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay. Oscar, I like this. This is the question I pulled this for to ask Pony. But you first. What's your favorite pet?
Dog.
Okay. Adrian?
Dog all the way.
And?
Dog.
All right, really? Even though you own
dogs.
A sugar glider,
I love dogs. Right. But they're just a hassle.
You're all getting laid tonight because the answer
Yay.
Is dog.
Yeah,
very good.
One for 12.
Exactly. Favorite type of music, Oscar.
Pop.
Okay.
Indie rock.
Yes.
But techno.
Pony, you'll be by yourself tonight. Rock and pop, both
rock
acceptable
rock
answers.
Pop.
Pop right. Rock.
Almost done here. What's your favorite type of book? This surprised me.
A favorite type of book,
Oscar,
is,
of course, may I answer for the Holy Bible.
I would say self-help.
A self-help book?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones you would find at the teen reading section at the library.
Oh, like the Babysitter's Club?
Sort like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Teen readers. All right. He's not only not getting a date, he's getting a sign
go
in his
jail.
Yard. All right, Pony, don't go to jail. What's your answer?
Pornographic.
Pornographic books, of course. That brings the nicest women. Autobiographies is what we're looking for there.
Ooh.
So, but I think that shows that people are very into themselves and they want to read how other people feel about themselves. Final question. You want to get matched up on these dating
yes.
sites. What is your style? How would you describe your style of humor?
Oh, abrasive.
Very nice. And honest. Thank you for being honest. Adrian.
Dark.
Dark, also nice.
Inappropriate.
None of these are right. What the chicks like is a dry sense of humor.
Actually, it would be more of a dry sense of humor.
You'd be perfect for that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Pony's so dry.
It's going to work.
Pony's so dry. If you put an iPhone that you dropped in the toilet in his pocket, it starts working again. He's like a bag of rice.
So if you're on Tinder.
Yeah.
or you're creeping on there.
Yeah.
That's what you have to put.
Yeah, look for all that stuff.
Italian.
Spaghetti and pasta. Dry sense of humor.
Hey,
hey,
that's me.
How you wanna come out to Fairfax?
I'll cook you some spaghetti.
When we come back, Oscar Rotzi right after this. I like when he does character
that's
voices.
That's my worst sexy voice ever.
That was a sexy voice? I thought that was a fat guy voice.
That was a fat guy voice.
I got to read the script, Oscar. Okay, Oscar Rotzi after this. We're back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And cookies.
Well, and my mom came and stayed with me for about a month. She retired.
I thought she did a lot of painting.
She did. I didn't feel right having to work all day and then do a show in the evening with my mom here.
Your mom was trying to muscle her way onto the show.
Oh my God, yes. There was one time you and I actually did try to record.
We sat down and linked on Skype.
And I typed to you, I can't do this. She's standing outside the door.
We are not at the point of cake and cookies where we need a Cousin Oliver. We don't need to add a cast member to increase interest.
Can I come in? Can I be on your show?
Can I come in and paint your show?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Thank you very much. That's a good program. We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, just talking about them, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something, and that's enough to make smart people feel really, really stupid. But losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Oscar's holding his up right now. Tracker is a coin-sized device about the size of a Necco wafer if you're a fat guy like me. It locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. I've said this before. I have it on my dog's collar because my dog doesn't wear his collar all day long and we're always losing his collar and Tracker helps us find it. Makes us look smart in front of our dog. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It is that easy. And here's the best part. If you lose your phone, press the button on Tracker and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. So with over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again, thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire Tracker order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com. Code TMOS. Oh, one of the sweetest of all Tuesday treats. A Tuesday version of Oscar Rotzi.
Yay, fellas. Oscar. The 72-year-old community actor Chevy Chase is back in rehab.
Yes, nice.
Woo. Now, you know, when I'm watching any old school Chevy Chase, like Fletch Lives,
sure.
Fletch 5, how many Fletches were there?
I think there was two, and then there was the vacation films.
Yes. I never really pictured Chevy Chase in this light these days.
I don't know. I'm okay with this story because I finally watched the Ed Helms version of Vacation over the weekend, and it looks like Chevy Chase. I'm actually surprised he found the set. He just looks disoriented for the entire film.
Apparently, this isn't the first time Chase has sought treatment. In 86, at age 43, he checked into the Betty Ford Drug Rehabilitation Center for a painkiller addiction at the time. Chase's publicist said that the actor developed a dependency on prescription drugs related to a chronic long-term back problems. Another one occurred in 2006.
Oh, he blamed all the falls he took on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
I remember
that.
This? Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, this type of treatment, which is going to be at the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota.
Oh, he couldn't get into Betty Ford, huh?
Is called by his rep a tune-up.
Well, he's not the Frankenstein monster. He's a human being. He's in rehab. It's not a tune-up.
No.
A rep also said, this is according again to TMZ, wants to be the best actor he can be, and he appears next on The Christmas Apprentice, which should be interesting, right?
That ship has sailed. If he wants to be a great actor, I mean, really, really. Maybe focus on being a good grandfather.
And Dog Years, both of which he wrapped production for. Now, if during The Christmas Apprentice...
Now, is that the show?
No. They just called...
called The Christmas Apprentice.
You can see...
I was envisioning Arnold Schwarzenegger in a Santa hat.
Yeah.
You can see him, or Dog Years, you can see him a little wobbly.
Oh, before the rehab.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
I'd like that. Kind of like Elvis's last concert.
It's probably hard to get someone like that with all that power and fame and money to go into rehab if they don't want to, though.
Yeah, but you know, I would think he has worked consistently. He was on the first season of Saturday Night Live. He worked before that, but he became a sensation in 1975, and he really has worked since then. That's over 40 years. So he probably is not ready to give up yet. I bet when he saw that he needed to go to rehab, and besides, not his first time, I bet he was okay going into it.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. Yeah. Narcos, renewed for a third and fourth season at Netflix. We just talked about the second season.
That's pretty cool when they renew for two at a time.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, not that it matters, but at the end of this season, they start concentrating on another cartel.
Okay.
Which is the Cali Cartel. And the Cali Cartel... Well, while not as famous as the Medellin cartel,
right?
Because Escobar was that face. The Cali cartel, the ins and outs of that organization, as I read on Wikipedia yesterday, they're pretty interesting.
I know their motto, their official motto.
What's
is,
that?
Ay, 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 ay!
This guy. His head will be chopped off.
Yeah. It's okay if I do it, Rob. It's not okay when you do it.
Well, no, I was doing an impression of you, and that's an homage.
No, that's not an homage. You want to do blackface later? You want to pick one of your old actors?
Hey. That's way, way over
that's
the line.
Exactly what you're doing. That's basically what it is, right, Rob?
You went from exactly to basically. I think it's sort of a gray area.
In Spain.
No gray area in racism, Rob.
Exactly, Oscar. It's what I taught you.
It's only black or white. Are you guys still following Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, absolutely.
I check in once in a while.
Dude, it is the best trashiest television out there. And I kid you not.
You are so smart, which is why I love that this appeals to you.
Oh, it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Shannon's like, it's Monday. What's on? I said, Bachelor in Paradise, 9 p.m., ABC. And she said, how do you know? I said,
8 p.m. Central.
Well, they're going down to the final four where you got to basically propose, right? And final four couples, so there'd be final eight. So you have the trashiest of women. God bless them.
Right.
And you've got the dumbest of guys. These people have gotten by on their looks for the majority of their life,
sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And look, that's why they're on TV. But Shannon's like, why would you say that? I said, do you think that Fortune 500 company is going to be okay with it? Hey, I'm going on Bachelor in Paradise. I'm going to be gone for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I leave and then come back?
And I might be getting married. So, we'll see what happens.
And she goes, well, one of the guys is a doctor. And I look at the guy. He's an erectile dysfunction specialist. And
oh
I said,
God,
hey, you know, amazingly,
so BS.
The three of the women on the show are as well.
So I was like, actually, that makes sense. If you go onto Bachelor in Paradise and lay lumber all season long.
Yeah, all night
then
to beat
like,
the band.
Yep. I wonder what he's on. He's clearly doesn't have ED.
No.
You know what I, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's
his
why
nickname is the towel rat.
That's why I call these people vapid. And
I think I think that's well founded.
But I am sitting there watching, and at every turn I'm like, whoa. And Shannon's looking at me like, I am a rube.
Yeah, it's always
and
entertaining
I said,
though.
I know I'm smarter than this, but this is so great, and they're all good looking, so you watch, right?
Sure.
So The Bachelor in Paradise, as far as the show is concerned, it's down to the final four. And if you're watching at night, and this is, I would say we're recording this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tonight is the finale.
Oh, so you got to watch.
So we're going to find out who actually falls in love.
Ooh.
And whose hearts are broken. And
it's a shame it's on ABC.
I am all in.
Because if it was on CBS, the final four would be called by Jim Nantz.
Yeah, it's like tune in alert.
And it would be great.
Here's the cast, Rob. Just give you an example.
Thank you. Oh, that's a good looking bunch.
Solid cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would take care of the ED for sure.
As I said, as I've said to Carrie before, I would watch a tape of that. Them, those, anything.
All right, I'll leave you with one more.
Please, one more.
Rob Lowe, I guess Rob Lowe, as far as staying power goes, pretty phenomenal.
Well, he doesn't need to go to the ED doctor, if that's what you mean.
No, but really think about it.
No, he's been around
from
a long
where
time.
He was part of the Brat Pack, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. St. Elmo's Fire, shot in this very city.
Just watched it. Last weekend.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah. And Shannon was like, you bought it? I said, yes. It was $9.99. Don't nickel and dime me, lady. She's paying for the cable bill now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And by the way, before it was buy. And don't think twice. She texted me and asked me if I bought St. Elmo's Fire. I did.
Yeah. How dare
I thought,
her?
As I wrote to her, it's a few bucks, lady. Don't nickel and dime me.
That's right. You listen.
So, on Comedy Central's roast, I guess Rob Lowe will be part of the next one.
Oh, no, it was actually last night.
And they showed it?
They showed it last night. I have tape in the audio vault. You're going to enjoy it.
I've got the air date. Oh, okay. Well, I guess it was. It was taped on August 27th, just aired last night. I can't wait to hear more about it.
You're going
to
love it.
But they apparently really put the screws to him, which I love.
And but here's the thing, and I will surprise you coming up in the audio vault. There was another target that got more grief than him.
Can't wait to
hear. And they did not expect it. So it's good stuff.
I'll save that for you to put that up.
Thank you.
His wife Cheryl and sons Matthew 22, John Owen 20, all are in the audience. I love it when a family comes together for something like this. Usually, it's someone that's familyless and they're just alone. They're getting beat up.
I'm not sure. Knowing the jokes that were told, I'm not sure I'd want my kid to be there. I'm just saying that. I could be wrong. You know, Rob Lowe and I, same name, different in so many ways.
That is Oscarazzi for today.
Thank you, Oscar, so much. Coming back with the audio vault. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Lord. Hey everyone, intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Even Pony. Call in and hear his dry sense of humor. Oscar, how are we doing with Amazon?
I think we could always do better.
Thank you.
I think it's important to note that Amazon sells absolutely everything you'd ever want.
Yep.
For example, I was in Manassas, right? And I had a few minutes to spare before Big O and Dukes.
Right.
And I stopped by Best Buy to see if some sort of new equipment I needed. Always. Anytime I go out, I check if Amazon has it. It's usually a better price.
Always.
And I order right from there. You're good to go through Amazon. It gets delivered to my house. I don't have to go anywhere else.
The thing about when you go into Best Buy anymore, they've spread the shelves out to make the store look full.
It's really weird.
Because there's no merchandise in the store anymore. Because people are finally realizing that when you want something, go to Amazon, and you can access it on our app. You hit the shopping cart, or go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the link marked Amazon.
Again, appliances, refrigerators, everything.
Refrigerators, refrigerators, just aiders.
Any type of refrigerators.
Any kind of aider. It's all there.
Defrosters, vacuums.
So please.
You can tell I'm just looking for stuff for the house.
Remember that when you shop through our Amazon portal, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and it means the world
better
to us.
Better prices, too. Always better prices.
Always, always. And what? You know what else? Fun to get stuff in the mail.
Absolutely.
Thank
wedding
you,
Oscar. Wedding registries and stuff.
Wedding registries, yes.
Yeah, big.
That's not right. For Pony, but for all of you out there.
No, also for imaginary weddings, right, Oscar?
Oh, the fake one I'm having?
That's right. All right, folks. Let's open the audio vault for today. It is Tuesday, the 6th of September, 2016. Since we just talked about it, let's lead with it. The Rob Lowe roast was last night. The Roastmaster, it's normally Jeffrey Ross. But last
night,
one of my favorite comics, I really like David Spade. Always have. And he was the Roastmaster last night because he's friends with Rob Lowe. Here are some of his opening jokes.
For years, Rob Lowe had a sex addiction, but he cured it by getting less famous. Rob was in a movie called The Outsiders back in the day. His character was called Soda Pop because at the time, Rob was 98% Coke. It's not easy being Rob. He said being so handsome made it difficult for him to find meaningful roles. I wanted to ask Brad Pitt about that, but he was too busy acting in meaningful roles. Our younger audience might not know who you are, so kids, this is who your mom thinks about when she's f***ing your dad.
So a pretty strong open.
Rob Lowe, yes.
Yeah, pretty strong open. But what was amazing is all the comics turned to someone else who was on the dais, Ann Coulter. was up on the dais.
Man.
And here is a montage of the comics attacking Ann Coulter. I don't think she saw this coming.
And Ann Coulter is here, everybody. Ann Coulter, if you're here, who's scaring the crows away from our crops? You know, last year we had Martha Stewart, who sells sheets, and now we have Ann Coulter, who cuts eye holes in them.
Ann Coulter is here, which can mean only one thing. Someone must have said her name three times. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Ann Coulter looks so much like a truck stop transvestite whore that I saw Jeff Ross run to an ATM just before the show.
I just realized that I am not the only athlete up here tonight. As you all know, earlier this year, Ann Coulter won the Kentucky Derby.
The only person you will ever make happy is the Mexican who digs your grave.
Wow. Ann's against gay marriage. What's your thinking on that? If I can't get a husband, they shouldn't either?
So even though Rob,
that's rough.
Even though Rob Lowe was up there to get roasted, a lot of the heat it landed on Ann Coulter.
I'm gonna find that on demand because I really, really, I can't wait to watch it, man.
It was a really good one. Nice. You know, sometimes they fall flat. I enjoyed this one. Hillary Clinton in Cleveland over the weekend. She still wants to be president. We hope that she gets her wish, I suppose. And if she does, she can bring her voice with her.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Oh, my God. Somebody get her a doctor.
Once I get over my allergic reaction, let me say that we're here in part because we know how important this election is to Ohio.
And as you know, she just turned 106 years old. So.
Well, the tough part is this. You're going to get sick, right?
She's it's not on so tour. Much. Yeah, it's not so much the sickness as it is, I think, just overuse and bad use of the voice.
Hire a voice doctor.
Yeah, and hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate. Yes.
Lay off the Chardonnay. Speaking of voices, I love this. The story in a nutshell, two kids stole their mom's SUV because they wanted to go see their grandma. They crashed it. They're okay. But it made a lot of noise, and they interviewed a lady in the neighborhood who really sounds like she's from 1930s New York. Check out this great German accent.
It's like explosion went off something. We really don't know. When I hold the kids both on their hands, when I said, where's your mom? Sleeping. I want to go to my grandma's house.
I want to go to my grandma's house. House. I just found that very entertaining. Now, Ben Carson, no longer running for president, but he did a live TV interview on CNN. He stopped off at the house where he grew up in, and he was going to show the house to Donald Trump. I think you need to make it clear when someone's on live TV and you're not just taping something, because he walks away from the interview because he's worried about his luggage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, listen to this. He just leaves the reporter hanging.
And we just saw Mr. Trump here. I asked him, how did it go? And he said, great. And he said he learned a lot of things. What do you think he took away from today?
My luggage.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Okay. Looks like Dr. Carson is going to try and find his luggage, and he'll be right back with us. But this is where we are right here. We're right in front of the home of Dr. Ben Carson, and this is where he grew up, actually. And he just brought Mr. Trump here. Trump came here for just a few minutes, and he's actually back with us again. So we're going to continue.
Oh, good. That means luggage found.
Is it all okay?
It's getting taken care of.
You're taking care of it.
Yeah. The luggage was in the pyramid.
How did he get a doctorate?
Well, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
He's a brain surgeon.
How?
Sometimes, you know what? You're focused on other things. I think perhaps they just didn't communicate.
That was an old man move.
That's
an old man move where you have one thing on your mind and you don't care if there's a TV camera there.
No.
It's, hey, where's my luggage?
Got to have my luggage. Now, that's
my pills.
That's a pretty good news moment.
Fish oils.
I actually prefer this one. His tablets. Where are my tablets? This is, they throw it to a reporter live. And she's covering a story, but there's a guy right there with a leaf blower.
You've been cleaning up your basement, and we're cleaning up the backyard here, it looks like. It's a little loud out here this afternoon.
Tell him to turn off the blower.
Oh, my God.
All right. Good afternoon for any activities you may be taking care of this afternoon outside.
Tries a mow through.
Blower activate. Blower activate. I love about that, the thing is the best, is that three times it stops and then starts, she thinks she's in the clear.
Yeah, guys, like, are you off or you're on? Who cares?
Okay.
Keep going.
And let us close with this. I, as I'm sure you know, I love EDM. electronic dance music.
You love it, man. I think of EDM, I think of you.
It's the best. I'm always at the clubs. And here are four people with four rubber chickens. Now, rubber chickens have squeakers in them, yeah. Right? So this is actually on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Check out the video. It's quite impressive. Four people, four rubber chickens making electronic dance music.
Shake it!
That is so awesome.
Blew my mind. That is electronic dance music played on rubber chickens, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We sure do appreciate it. That is it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for more fun and more thrills and more Mike O'Mara. Mike back live in studio. And you can always check us out at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And if you want to get your message or birthday request into me, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Quick shameless plug. Our affiliate, The Wave in Ocean City, 97.1 The Wave, their morning show host, Tom Schultz, is doing Radiothon tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. I'll be doing their morning show. Woo! So you can always stream The Wave live at their website. And if you're checking us out in Ocean City, love to spend the morning with
awesome.
You. Good stuff. I haven't done a morning show in a while, so please excuse the rust. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Matt Bloom, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Do you want one last thing? Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.